Hey everybody, welcome back to the Automation Podcast. My name is Sean Tierney, and this week on the show, I meet up with Travis Cox from Inductive Automation to learn all about their SCADA product, Ignition.
Travis, thank you for coming on the Automation Podcast. I'm really excited to learn all about Ignition. I've had so many of our listeners and connections talk about it and say, you know, singing its praises, and I've interviewed people who really love it. So I'm so glad we've got you to come on the show. And before we jump in and learn more about Ignition, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be a part of the podcast, and I love the show as well. But yeah, I'm Travis Cox. I serve as the Chief Technology Evangelist for Inductive Automation. I've actually been with the company since the very beginning. So going on 19 years here with IA, and have served different roles throughout my career here at IA. But currently, my role as Chief Technology Evangelist is to really kind of show people what Ignition can do, show them the art of the possible, get them to think about how to leverage that to provide them, you know, to solve challenges, provide them additional benefits. And to kind of think outside the box. So I really love the Ignition platform. It could do a lot of things, and I'm really excited to share that with everybody here today.
That's awesome. So just so if you're listening and you're not watching, Ignition is software from Inductive Automation. And I know a lot of times Ignition and Inductive, they get used interchangeably. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And we're going to be talking about SCADA, unlimited SCADA. So with that, Travis, go ahead.
All right. Yeah. So here to talk about Ignition, which, you know, is as you said, we're just a software company. We provide the Ignition software platform, and it's a platform to really build any kind of industrial application. It typically falls into the categories of HMI and SCADA, but there's so much more potential that Ignition can provide in terms of being able to just solve different challenges that organizations have. So we like to think of it as an enablement platform, that it really enables people and organizations to build the tools and the systems that they want, and be able to really put different systems together and be able to leverage that going forward. Now, with Ignition, we have three editions of Ignition. Our standard Ignition platform, which is completely unlimited in terms of license. We'll talk more about that. We also have Edge of Network solutions, Ignition Edge, that basically allows you to, provide edge of network functionality like, data collection or local HMIs, especially when you have, a large distributed network where that can all be brought up to a centralized or even a cloud system. We just announced last week at our conference a new edition of Ignition that I didn't put on the slide here, but it is Ignition Cloud Edition that'll be available in the Amazon AWS Marketplace and the Azure Marketplace. So that it's really easy to spin it up in the cloud environment. A lot more people that are starting to leverage, Ignition in the cloud in addition to what they have on premise. But we also have a maker edition as well for the tinkerists out there, the hobbyists who want to play with it at their own time, maybe use it for home automation. We have a free edition of Ignition that is free for personal use. So you can simply go in the website, you can download it, and you can take advantage of it here today. And I know that I personally use it for my home automation system and, bring everything together at the house into one place and provide screens and provide different functionality here. So it's a great tool for that kind of thing. But for industrial organizations, Ignition, though, our standard Ignition and Ignition Edge products can really provide a lot of functionality. To give kind of a brief introduction to the different kinds of applications people are building with Ignition, as I said, it's a platform to build any kind of application. However, the kinds of applications people are looking at are typically, SCADA as a supervisory control data acquisition solution. Ignition does a really good job at that in bringing together disparate systems, bringing together all that information, providing it into one centralized, system. We also provide MES functionality, so get into that manufacturing execution layer, where we could do things like traceability or genealogy. We could do OE downtime, statistical process control, batch process, and of course, interface with ERP from there. A lot of people use Ignition, as a local HMI out there. It could be standalone, but it can also be connected, to a larger system. Another solution that's really important is alarming, to be able to provide, a robust alarming system throughout the organization so that they can configure alarms, see the status of what's happening, log that over time to get analytics to see what alarms are occurring more frequently, and be able to provide that on screen, notify people when those conditions happen through email, SMS, and voice, and even, of course, provide reports. Ignition has a full-on reporting system to build any kind of compliance report that you're looking for, and you know, be able to get that available on a screen, and you know, I'll have it automatically scheduled, be printed, emailed, or saved as you go forward. One of the big areas that we're seeing here today that is of great importance for customers is mobility, and that's one area that Ignition does a really good job at. We've released a product called Perspective that is a pure web native HTML5 solution, and it really allows people to get data to anybody on any device, whether that's their PC, whether that is their tablet or their phone, smart TVs. We really want to, you know, to get data to the right people's hands and make that accessible, along with being able to extend the application, you know, to those phones and tablets. Our phone today has so many amazing sensors and things that are a part of it, from, you know, GPS and tracking, you know, where we're at, to using the camera for taking pictures or scanning barcodes. And we can extend our application to those devices and leverage those sensors so that you can make that part of the bigger system that you're trying to put together. So we really see there's a lot of excitement with customers and being able to get into the mobility realm there. And the last kind of major category of solutions that we're seeing, especially now with the I4.0, Industry 4.0 trends and digital transformation trends, is the IIoT, IoT solutions, where we can leverage Ignition's connectivity and fact that it uses open standards to get data into infrastructure, get data into the cloud, provide that data to more people, provide a data ops platform where we can collect and manipulate that data and ensure that there's context of that data, right? That we're bringing assets and models up, that single source of truth idea throughout our entire organization. So these are the kinds of applications that people are building with Ignition, but you know, it doesn't stop there. You can use it for pretty much anything you want. In fact, our company, Induxp Automation, we use our own products for our CRM system, for our inventory systems, for our lobby sign-in, for our building automation solution, and even we play March Madness brackets, and we use Ignition for the bracket software. So it's really limitless. There's a lot of possibilities with Ignition. But it really, as an enablement platform, it enables all these kind of solutions to be possible and to let customers pick and choose what they're interested in doing, but also lay a foundation for them going into the future so that they can continue solving additional challenges. So just a couple important things about the Ignition platform, some of the key tenets of it. The first and foremost, as I kind of alluded to it, is our licensing model. Ignition is sold by the server, and that gives you unlimited use of Ignition. So unlimited tags, screens, projects, device connections, you name it, right? We're trying to get out of people's way so that they don't have to worry about how many things they want to connect to or what data they want to bring in or who they want to get that data to, but they could rather focus on the actual solution they're trying to provide and focus on solving those challenges that they have. So licensing model is probably the most important part of the Ignition platform, that we've had this model from the very beginning. But Ignition is very much built on open standard technologies. We're trying to leverage standards out there on the OT side and on the IT side so that we can bridge the OT-IT gap. We can have it be a useful tool for all parties, but also so that we can we can integrate with other solutions. We know that Ignition is not the only solution that people are putting into place. It has a lot of tools to solve certain challenges, but to be able to work that with other solutions they have and kind of put a larger system together, I think that's really, really important. And customers definitely take advantage of that. So we have standards built into Ignition like OPC UA and MQTT and SQL databases and more. I'll share a few more details on those as we go forward, but we're trying to ensure that people understand how data flows, that there's nothing proprietary, no potential vendor lock-in, you know, there, so they can really interplay with a lot of things. Ignition is a server-centric model, so you could deploy it on a physical server, a virtual machine. You can use Docker. It could be on a single instance, or you can have distributed networks. There's lots of architectures that are possible. And it's because it's fully cross-platform. So there's a lot of deployment options because we can run Ignition on any operating system from, you know, Windows to Linux to Mac. And that just that kind of gives you virtually unlimited deployment options as you go forward, especially looking at today's modern deployment models like orchestration platforms with containers. It's kind of a technological revolution that's happening, and we can fit right into to that very, very easily. And as we said earlier, the data for Ignition can be viewed on any device. We can get data from a lot of different sources, which I'll show in just a moment and talk about. But it really is a rapid development and deployment system. So the idea is you can go in there, quickly get connected to sources of data, quickly build out solutions, and quickly get that data to the people that need it. And the designer for Ignition is included. So, you know, nobody has to worry about buying it separately or downloading, you know, installing it separately. It's just part of that system. Go there, launch it, and start building out a system. So it's really, really easy for people to get started. They can go to inductiveautomation.com. They can download Ignition. It runs in a 2-hour trial period, and they can fully evaluate every part of it, see what it can do, get connected, build out solutions, and, you know, understand what they're looking at before even having to think about purchasing it. All right, so I mentioned how we can connect to a lot of different sources of data out there, and that is, it's an important part of Ignition. From the very beginning, we wanted to bring data in from different places, disparate systems, and integrate with different services so that Ignition can kind of act as a communication hub on the network, and kind of give you that single pane of glass as well, so that operators have all the context, all the information they need to help do their job better. So we have built into Ignition drivers to different PLCs. We cover the common PLCs in the market like Allen Bradley, Modbus, Siemens, S7, Omron, NJ, CJ, DMP3, BACnet. And we're currently building drivers like IEC 61850 and a Mitsubishi MELSEC driver. So there's quite a few drivers that we have built into Ignition that are fully cross-platform that can run anywhere. But we don't have every driver out there. And so it's important to leverage standards like OPC UA. And with OPC UA, we can connect to any third-party OPC server, whether that is the PLC itself or whether that is another piece of software that has specific, you know, drivers to to certain proprietary hardware. And by leveraging that, we can virtually connect to any device that's out there, bring that information to Ignition and leverage it for whether you want to just view it on screens, to provide control, to historize that over time, provide alarms on that, get data to the cloud, whatever it might be. It's really, first and foremost, most important to get that data in. The idea really is about provide a lot of connectivity options so that you don't, and the licensing model, so that you don't have to even consider like what's the most important data. It's no, bring in all the data and let's leverage that data going forward and build context around that. We also work with any standard SQL database. So this has been an important thing. Rather than logging data to a proprietary format, we put it into a standard database like a Microsoft SQL Server, a Postgres SQL, MySQL database, Oracle, whatever it might be. It could be on-premise, could be in the cloud. And that where we can store data in there, our Ignition's historian will automatically log data, but we can also pull data from those databases and bring that information to Ignition. There's lots of systems out there that have database backends that has important data that we may want to be able to visualize on screen as well, in addition to what Ignition would do. So being able to connect to one or more of those databases that's out there is important. And it's something that IT folks, they understand. And because we support these kind of standards, it makes it easy to bring Ignition into your environment. Now, other things that we can work with are other MES or ERP systems. We can deal with any third-party system through an API, like a REST API or a SOAP API. You can connect to those. And we even have services, injection services, and connectors to cloud services like AWS, Kinesis Streams, DynamoDB, IoT Sitewise, or Azure Event Hubs, or IoT Hub, or Azure Digital Twin, and ADX. There's lots of different tools to be able to bring that data up there. So really the idea is to bring that data in, kind of manipulate it, work with it, and send it anywhere that you want to go, especially getting it to people's hands by launching the application on, you know, different mediums. So that's really kind of the basis of Ignition, is really this you know, enablement platform, this toolkit that people can leverage to solve challenges. And one important thing to note is that Ignition is a modular system. So it's very much, you can kind of think of your phone as a modular system. You can go to the App Store, you can download a specific app to achieve certain functionality. The same thing is true with Ignition. We just call them modules. And there's two reasons that we build Ignition modular. One is that we wanted to have a unified platform where people can pick and choose which functions and features that they want. So they don't have to get everything, but if they have a particular need, for example, if they just want to log historical data, they can just get that piece, and it's fully unlimited. But if then later they want to bring in additional functionality, it's very easy. They can get that module, bring it in, configure it, and they're off and running going forward. So it kind of lays that foundation for them, right? Once it's in there, you know, day one, there's many other options that are there as they go forward. And the biggest reason that we have a modular system is that we can't predict the future. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, and so what new technologies will be out there. We want to have a platform that we can scale horizontally, that we can add additional functionality to, and that when customers want that, they simply plug it in, right, and take advantage of it. So it's Ignition was very much built to be, first of all, easy to install and manage. Secondly, easy to expand and add functionality because of licensing and the modularity. And of course, easy to maintain going forward, easy to upgrade, all of those kind of things, because we really want people to focus on what the solutions they're trying to build rather than focusing on, you know, some of these other aspects that can be very time consuming. So that is, and there's lots of modules we have in Ignition that you can take a look at.
Before you go any further, I just wanted to say, sure, for the audio audience, this is a great slide right here that shows just all kinds of different modules. I mean, this looks like there's 24 or more different modules on here. I guess as somebody who's never used Ignition before, my question would go to, and I'm not trying to steal your thunder, my sure. question would go to, what would I get if I bought the SCADA package? Like, let's say I'm an InTouch user or a FactoryTalk VUSE user, and I wanted and if you're going to go into this in a future slide, just let me know. But I guess, you know, I'm seeing all these options and it looks great, but what do I get in the core package?
Before we get to that, I have a special announcement. I've just released my very first book. It's an ebook and it's entitled Logic's Book of Knowledge. What I did is I combined all my Control Logic's articles from the last 10 years into an ebook. I updated them, I added new pictures, and I made it all available for just $9.99. So if you appreciate what I'm doing, if you want to support the show and the channel and the blog, then please check out my brand new ebook, Logic's Book of Knowledge, which you can get over at theautomationblog.com/BOK1.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, really, there's no kind of standard package for Ignition. There's common ones that people are using. It's really just certain combinations of the modules that are there. There are certainly some modules that are really core. For example, the platform itself has all of the connectivity options to databases and to drivers and all that. So they're not separate modules. They're all just part of that platform. So they automatically get that functionality. On top of that, though, the historian, the tag historian, and the visualization, the perspective module, as well as alarm notification, those are kind of the core, the three big ones that everybody kind of starts with. And it's around like a $10,000 price point, all the pricings on the website. So that really, with those three, you can solve a lot of challenges. There's a lot of opportunity and applications you can build with just those few. From there, there's additional things that people can really start getting into, reporting or building logic engines, right? Or getting into the MES functionality, or maybe talking about MQTT, leveraging those. So that's where, you know, as they go forward, they can look at additional modules. But yeah, the core kind of SCADA modules, if you will, are really just that historian, alarming, and the visualization along with what you get in the platform.
Excellent. Thank you.
And a great question. There's a lot of people that, you know, it's this kind of concept is not necessarily new to the IT world, right? Building modular type systems, but fairly new, if you will, to the industrial world. And, you know, and that's that kind of that that goes to that point of having a foundation that you can keep adding on to and keep expanding as you go forward. I think it's really, really important, right? And get people to think of like, yeah, well, I can use it to solve the SCADA problems that we have, or, you know, get rid of obsolescence or whatever. But then we could use it to, you know, look at doing converting Access and Excel sheets over to Ignition, doing tool crib check-in, check-out, you know, building heads-up displays in places, provide more data to people, get data to the business side, start getting into, you know, I4O, getting data to the cloud. There's a lot of those opportunities that that Ignition can continue to provide going forward. So that's kind of the basis of Ignition. And as I said, super easy to get started with it. You can go go download, easy install. It takes only a few minutes to get it installed. You could do it on your laptop. You could do it on a server. It doesn't matter. And or in a Docker container. In fact, I use Docker pretty exclusively on my machine. And ultimately get it up and running and start playing around with it. And the folks that are interested in using it for the personal use, the Maker Edition, real simple to do that. You can, it's you know, go use it for your home automation. It's a great tool for that. But what I thought, and this is gonna, this next part we could, it's good for the visual people that are seeing the podcast, but then also I'll talk through it here for the people that are listening. In terms of the kinds of things that you know, the kinds of functions you're getting out of it. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go to our online demo system so that you can, so we can talk about, you know, a simple way of being able to see Ignition in action. And so actually, if you go to demo.inductiveautomation.com or demo.i.io, it's a little bit shorter. If you go there in your browser, could be on your PC or on your phone, you're gonna get access to our online demo project. And what we wanted to do was really showcase Ignition, get people to see it in action out there. It's really easy to install and configure for sure, but if you wanted to kind of see it, play around with it, get acquainted with it, we put Ignition in the cloud. We're running this in the Amazon AWS cloud, and we have simulation PLCs and other data being brought up to it. And it's really kind of broken up into two different areas. You have a lot of features that you can see, all the different modules in action, along with some vertical applications, some ways of looking at the data in terms of like a full application, like maybe for oil and gas or water, wastewater or food. So you get a good sense of how that's used. And I would encourage people to look at the demo project, play around with it. It definitely gives a good showcase. So as an example, one of the most important things people are doing with Ignition is bringing that data in from those PLCs and be able to just visualize that, right? Have a PNID screen out there, see the data, be able to see it and control it. So we've got screens that show that real-time status control, and we have high-performance HMI techniques that follow the ISA 101 standards, where you can have that situational awareness. Lots of things built in to make that happen. The screen here, for the visual people, can see an example of that. But there's seeing the data as well as being able to do the control of that is really important. Changing set points, you know, turning things on or off, whatever it might be. And there's a high degree of security built into Ignition so that we can, you know, people have to log in. We can tie into corporate identity systems or Active Directory. We can do multi-factor authentication. We have kind of that zero trust model where you can assign roles, security levels to people, so for what they're allowed to do. And you can even lock it down to where people are located. You may only want the control to happen at the facility, at, you know, near the machines. So there's a lot of features that make that possible. Since Ignition is unlimited, we can, you know, and one Ignition server can get data to hundreds of people, you need to have those kind of controls in place. So there's a high performance HMI idea. There's our traditional graphics as well built in. There's over 4,000 vector graphics in Ignition that you could use. You could also bring in any arbitrary SVGs and stylize and work with that.
I want to throw something out there really quick, Travis, is just for the audience who's watching, keep in mind we're recording this using Microsoft Teams. So they limited us to like 10 frames per second. So highly recommend that if you want to see these graphics in all their real glory, that you go to the demo website, which is demo.inductiveautomation.com demo.com or demo.ia.io. Did I get that right?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah,
because you're not going to see the high performance here through this podcast just because of the way we're recording it.
Absolutely, that's a great point. And also, you can see the fact that, you know, we have one application that's out there that can adapt to whatever medium we're looking at. So if I'm on my PC, I get a lot more context. You know, if I were on my phone, let's simulate this by in my browser here, I can actually make it look like I was on a phone. We have all the high performance the mobile responsive techniques built in so that it'll actually, one application that you build will adapt. So if it's on a phone, you know, I'm going to get the kind of typical hamburger icon for the menu that can come out, and I'll have the data organized, you know, more vertically, right? So we could build it. We're leveraging these modern practices so that we can have one application that can really be brought to a huge audience and the data presented in the way that makes the most sense for them. So it's, you can see here with the phone idea that you get the same relevant data, the same kind of control. It just is organized better in that way. And every part of this demo project is built that way. So you can really see good examples of that mobile responsive design. So, you know, being able to, you know, get real-time status control is important. Being able to, of course, see historical data, visualize that in trends. We have a lot of dashboarding techniques. You can have projects where you're building your own custom dashboards. You can, the trends can be ad hoc. So you can drag pins on there, figure out which ones you want to look at very easily. And of course, you can then kind of go and inspect that data. For example, you may want to go through a particular range and see in that range, like, some statistics on the data, your highs and lows, your averages, standard deviation. So not only do we log that data, but we can pull it back and we can look at it in some different ways so that it provides more insight to what's happening out there. And any data we have in Ignition can be exported to any format. So if we want to export that to a CSV, to a JSON file, to XML, HTML, it's super, super easy, along with being able to pass it to other systems too. So historical is a big part. Alarming is a big part too. Not only be able to see status, see what's happening, see what's going on, you know, but also kind of do an analysis of the alarming system to see which alarms are occurring more frequently, which ones have a longer duration, you know, kind of to really understand what's happening so that we can adjust our processes out there, along with notifying people, right, on different conditions and doing escalation and ensuring there's corrective actions on these things. The more we bring in, the more data we have, the more the more power that's there because we can provide that to everybody. So those are some of the kind of key concepts. The demo project really shows a lot of other smaller other features that you can look into along with some demo applications. And I want to point out one demo application in particular here, which is this building management system. So, you know, building automation is kind of a big thing. And with the building management system here, this BMS, we have a BACnet driver that makes that really easy. But what's cool about this project is this is actually data. All the data from this project is being delivered from our facility. So this is our headquarters in Folsom, California. So this is live data that's happening from our facility being published through MQTT to the cloud so that we can make a dashboard of that. And it shows custom dashboards in here where you can make those dashboards along with, like, if I want to show the floors of our buildings, I mean, this is live data. You can see where there's hotspots in the building and you can see the breach of the different rooms. You can look at the VAVs and see all that history in there. And see what's happening. So really cool because we get to kind of showcase two things, right? One is how easy we can bring data to the cloud and make it accessible. But two is showing a really good example of, you know, a really good design and a way of doing a BMS system. So I thought it'd be kind of fun for the viewers for the people that want to see this, definitely highly encourage this one. It's a really beautiful project and it's, you know, it's kind of cool to see and that is live data there. So there's lots of other things that certainly you could look at in the demo project. And as I said, to get started with Ignition, it's really, really easy. Go download it. You can get it installed in just a couple of minutes. And from there, it's you know, easy to go in there, connect it to a PLC, be able to connect to a SQL database, it'll open our designer. And from there, it's a drag and drop WYSIWYG designer that where you can build out the application super fast and then launch that, get that data to people. So you could all these things that the demo project has, you can actually see in action by playing with it and looking at it. So definitely highly encourage that. But one of the things that we're really committed to, and I think I'll kind of end with here, is education. So we have a great university called the Inductive University that has over I think 800 different videos on how to do things in the product. So it could be something very, very simple to, of course, something more advanced, more complicated. And there's videos in all those aspects. You can learn a lot about that. There's also our documentation, which have a lot of great resources in the documentation and that's at docs.inductiveautomation.com, universities, inductiveuniversity.com. So great resources. And another resource that we have is called the Ignition Exchange, and that's ignitionexchange.com. And these are things that people have built in Ignition. So if somebody built a really cool dashboard or screen, or they built a really cool function, and you want to share that with the world, they could publish that to the exchange. And there's a lot of great stuff out there. In fact, we had this challenge, this exchange challenge, and we had some really amazing resources published. One of them was that that Ashwin here, they built a ticket managing system. So to kind of manage action tickets and things like that, because it's called Track Now. And that's one that anybody can take in. It's already built in Ignition. They could take it, they could use it, and they can customize it if they want to going forward. So really cool stuff, really good resources out there to show more and to learn more about Ignition. So I guess, long story short is Ignition is a great toolkit. It's enables to build any kind of application out there. And we leverage all modern technologies, leverage modern standards, very, very much easily understood by IT, works with IT technologies, super easy to get started with it, super easy to start playing and to take advantage of it. So anybody, I don't know if you share any information about our contact or anything with that, but we're certainly happy if you have additional questions, you can contact us and we'd love to show you more.
Yeah, so if somebody was interested, I see there's contact information on your website, which is inductiveautomation.com, so they can schedule a demo with you guys and get in touch with you directly. Is there any other ways they should reach out to you if they're interested in learning more?
Yeah, so the website's a great place to start. There's a form there if you want to look at getting a demo of the product. We are very, very much, we could just show it in action, and see all the different pieces of that. You can schedule that there. There's also our phone number. You can contact us on there to ask any questions you may have. And we have pre-sale support. So if you want to contact the support team, curious about how to do something, they are certainly available to answer any questions there. If you're also interested, I'll give a shout out to our sales engineering team. If you're also interested in learning more, and kind of figure out how we can, what things are possible, what architectures you could do, then call us and look for the sales engineering department. We can help with those. So, but yeah, start with website. It's a great place to go, and you'll get rides to the right people in the organization.
Now, I want to ask you a couple of questions here, and first of all, I just want to say very impressed that you have your university online, you have your demos online. People can just go up there and download the demo and use it for 2 hours at a time. There's a maker edition, so if you want to play around, a lot of people like to, try something out first before they recommend it to be used in the plant. So that's awesome, But I have some additional questions. I said I was impressed with the operating system support and the fact that you guys have been around and you yourself have been with the company since the beginning for 20 years. The modular approach. So if you just need something else, you can just buy it and plug it in. You don't have to pay for everything up front. And there's some consistency there. It appears like, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but you guys have a lot of consistency. I know with other vendors, 10 years ago, they switched, gears, and 20 years ago, they switched gears again. And so there's a lot of features that were in the last gen product that aren't in the current gen product. And that can be kind of frustrating for users. Plus all the add-ons that they had for the last gen aren't in the next gen or take, a decade to get into the next gen. And so I definitely see that as something that maybe your customers will appreciate. But I want to ask you, you know, I think there's a bit now. SCADA, everybody knows SCADA. SCADA, you're going to get a server, typically get a server class computer, and whatnot. But when it comes to HMIs, it does seem like there's a place for using Ignition with as an HMI. And I'd like just like to get you to comment on that, because typically an HMI, you know, you're looking anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000, right? So does Ignition have any place to play in that market? And what do you see, like, are the common choices where somebody is, you know, an HMI typically has visuals, right? It connects to PLC tags, it has visuals, and it has alarms, maybe some simplified trending. So can you address where Ignition sits in the HMI space?
Yeah, that's a great question. Certainly Ignition is a, from an HMI perspective, is a great HMI solution. It can definitely be a standalone HMI solution. That's what our Ignition Edge product line is for. And in particular, we have what's called Ignition Edge Panel. And that is designed to, you can install any industrial IPC, panel PC. And in fact, we have a program called the Ignition Onboard Program. And on the website, it's under the partners area. On the onboard program, you can find devices that already have Ignition Edge pre-installed, and you could even, it's pre-licensed. You could buy it from that manufacturer. For example, you could go to OnLogic, Advantech, Moxa, Opto. There's different vendors there, and you could have, get that with it already there. And, from an HMI perspective, you want that to be at the edge. You want to be close to that source, so that if you lost any connectivity to anything higher centralized system, that you know it would still be there for that local control. It might be what they always use, or it might be something you do on a fallback scenario. But with Ignition Edge, we have a lighter weight solution from a licensing standpoint. It's cheaper because you need to have that right there. However, with the HMI solution, you don't have to have any databases at all. You can see real-time status, you can see history, you can see alarms, all that locally. You don't have to worry about that. But it can be standalone, but it can also be connected up to your central Ignition system, especially for management. If you had hundreds of these that you're managing out there, we have the ability to kind of check the health and diagnostics of all those, get that data from those systems being brought up, kind of having a distributed system. So it can really fit into a larger infrastructure. Or it could be something that somebody just starts with, because nowadays, especially with HMIs there and the supply chain issues that are there, it could be very hard to get access. Like if you have one that died, like a kind of all-in-one traditional HMI, it could be hard to replace that. But it could be pretty fairly easy to get a panel PC, have it run out there, and use Ignition Edge, install it, and you would have the same kind of functionality. And you could leverage that going forward.
And that's good to know, because I think a lot of people would consider Ignition for the SCADA side, but then they're like, well, what do I do on HMIs? I like to have some kind of unified interface. And the fact that you have partners that have HMIs that already have Ignition on board, I think that's a huge selling point, because that says, okay, now I can actually use Ignition for my SCADA and I can use it on a standalone HMI. And I think a lot of people are concerned about going the IPC route. Not everybody. Again, some people are fine with it, but I think a lot of people, they don't want an IPC. They want an HMI. And so knowing that you have this partnership with those great vendors you just mentioned, many of whom have been on our show, I think that's huge, and it really addresses that question. And in that case, if I bought one of those HMIs that have Ignition on board, does that license include the editor? So if I have to add a button or edit a trend, I can do that. Or would I then go back to Ignition to get the editor for that HMI?
No, it's all there. The designers include it, so you don't have to worry about ever coming to buy that separately. It's already with the Ignition platform.
That's good to know. That's really good to know. And that's really good. And I got to tell you, just personally, I'm excited to check out the Ignition Maker version, because again, a lot of us like to try this stuff at home, and there's so many different products, projects we can do. You talked about talking to all the major PLC brands early, the Allen Bradley's, the Siemens and whatnot. Are there any, especially in that maker space, are there any things that connect devices you can connect to that we may not think of as industrial, but might fit in the maker space. So again, I'm thinking there's an electrical engineer, controls engineer, automation guy, electrician who's listening right now. He's like, well, maybe I'll give this thing a run at home. Maybe they don't have an expensive PLC at the house. Do you have direct connectivity to anything that a maker might use?
Yeah, so one of the big areas that we see, especially with in the home automation space, is devices that support MQTT and that are just publishing JSON data up, and that will automate that. That's included in Maker. All the MQTT functions are in Maker because we know how important it is in that to be able to use that that source of data. And so you could it's super easy to get that information in. In fact, some devices like certain kind of sensors and or camera equipment that all have the ability to MQTT. Now, there are also there's Z-Wave and Zigbee. A lot of people have Z-Wave in their house, or Zigbee like lights and things they want to work with. I know, in fact, I do. And there are some great projects out there. Like you can get a Z-Wave or Zigbee, USB stick you put into your computer. That is the receiver. And ultimately, you can pair stuff with that. And then there's a great open source project called it's JavaScript. Basically to MQTT. So it takes all that Z-Wave and Zigbee stuff, makes it MQTT, and automatically comes into Ignition. Super easy to work with. So there's quite a few devices out there that people are playing with, and MQTT kind of is one of the leaders there. Now, the other area of that is with, there's a lot of systems that we use at home, like, Ring and, for our doorbell camera or cameras, right? Nest, maybe thermostats, and, Bond Home, which is like control your fans and things like that. There's all these different systems that have, these services have REST APIs, and we can easily interface with the REST APIs. Now, what you're going to start seeing is an explosion of things on the Ignition Exchange, where people are sharing the code and the examples that they've written in Ignition to those different things. So if you are familiar with like various home automation systems out there, like Home Assistant, there's a lot of extensions, right? Well, people are trying to do that. That's happening right now in the maker space with the Ignition Maker, is people are building those things in. And I know I'm going to share a lot of stuff that I've done out there so people can play around with it. So there's definitely ways to get going today. I think there's more that we could do to make that even easier going forward. But what's cool about Maker is you could control everything, right? You could build really anything you want with it. And there's a lot of people that really like that idea.
Now, back to the industrial side, let's say you got a controls engineer. He has a PLC on his desk. He's like, it's time for us to upgrade our SCADA. We want to consider Ignition. There's a 2-hour demo, right? They can download it and run it for 2 hours to test it out for the industrial side.
That's right. Yeah. So you go and download Ignition. There's installers for all the operating systems. As I said, you can also deploy through Docker, super easy with Docker image. But when you get it, it's a 2-hour trial period. So you can fully evaluate every part of the system is you can configure. And at the end of the 2 hours, it stops. But you can then press a reset button and try again from there 2 hours. So it just every 2 hours, it stops on you. But you can really evaluate that. And for people who want to get to see things running for longer than that, we are happy to provide a longer trial license to folks, if they want to try it out for a week or whatnot, so that they can really fully know that it's going to do what they're looking for. But we really want to make that accessible, right? So people can play, can leverage it, and see what it's all about.
No, that's excellent, and especially because you don't have to call anybody. You can just go to your website, you can download it, you can try it, you get the university there, you don't have to call anybody in to show you how to use it. The university is open to the public, so you can go in there and teach yourself and actually see if this is, and I think a lot of people like to just test the waters first before they go to the boss, because, it's their credibility at stake. They don't want to recommend something that they don't first kick the tires on. So I think that's a phenomenal approach. And I think that's the end of my questions. I just wanted to throw it back to you. See, is there anything else we didn't talk about that you wanted to cover today?
Well, we covered a lot of ground today. And hopefully people got kind of a good, better sense of Ignition. That's there. I just encourage people to go and look at the website and look at the different resources that we have out there, play the demo project, play with the product, and get a good sense of it. But there's a lot of fun things that can be done. I will say that there's also really, really good case studies and resources on that end to see what other customers are doing with it. One of the things that we do every year for our conference, our ICC conference, that we just had last week is we do this thing called Discover Gallery, and customers submit their projects that they built, and they can kind of showcase the innovative uses that they have. And those are all available on the website as well. You can see those projects, and they're just technical overviews of the projects. People can see it in action. And I guess the only last thing to do is a plug. We have our Ignition Community Conference every year in September, and we just had the in-person event. There is a virtual side of the event that's happening next week. Now, for people, when this goes out, you can still go and see all that pre-recorded content and and access the information from that. Good sessions out there from community and what they're doing. So I definitely encourage looking at some of those. Just get a good sense of what people are leveraging Ignition for.
So from your main website, where would they go to see like this? Because this would definitely go out after it's already happened. How will they pull that up? Where will that be found?
It'll on the homepage. There will still be links to it there, but you can also just go to icc.inductiveautomation.com. That is the section of the website for the conference in particular.
That's easy. That makes it very easy. So icc.inductiveautomation.com, guys, when you hear this, if you want to go see the replays from the virtual conference, check that out. I'm going to have to check it out to see if there's any sessions I want to sit in next week. And Travis, I just really appreciate you bringing us all up to speed. I think a lot of people are in the same boat I'm in. We've heard so much great things about Ignition, but we haven't actually get to sit down and evaluate it. We're always so busy. So I appreciate you. That really does give us a good idea of what the software does, how modular it is, the different things you can add into it. And I think it really cues us up to actually go and play with it or go view the virtual conference videos to learn more. So I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the show and really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. I would love to be part of future podcasts with you. I appreciate it. And I'm here as we go forward for anybody who has questions.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I want to thank Travis for coming on the show and bringing us all up to speed on Ignition. With that said, if you enjoyed this episode, please consider giving us a like and a sub. And if you know anybody looking for affordable PLC, HMI, or SCADA training, you'll find all my courses over at theautomationschool.com. You'll also be able to follow me and keep in touch with me over at automation.locals.com. With that said, I want to wish you all a very safe, happy, and healthy week. And until next time, my friends, peace.